started with dying for a dollar mission again. On that day, their beloved one Azariah was appointed the head of the yeshiva. The Chacham in the yeshiva asked a question: what did they do regarding the lands of Ammon and Moab during the year of Shvi'ah, during the seventh year of the Shemitah? As on Shvi'ah, it is forbidden to work on the land in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutzlars it's mutter to work on the land. Even those parts of Chutzlars that are close to Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham were not geyser that it would be forbidden to work on the land during Shvi'ah. So therefore, it's mutter to work on the land in Ammon and Moab during Shvi'ah. And the question is, which miser should they take off during that year? And even though Minat Torah only in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take out Trumas and Maaser from the produce that you grow. But the Chacham were guided that the lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael would also have to take off Trumas and Maaser, and this would include Ammon and Moab. And we want to know which Maasers they take off on the seventh year, the din is that the first 2 years of the Shemitah, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And the third year of Shemitah, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Instead of Maaser Sheni, you take off Maaser Ani to be given to the Aniyim. And then, on the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah, again, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and on the sixth year of Shemitah, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Now, on the seventh year of Shemitah, you don't take off anything because it's forbidden to work on the land. Now, that's in Eretz Yisrael. But what about the land that are close to Eretz Yisrael, where it is mutter to work on the land in Shvi'ah, and yet the Rabbanan were geyser to take off Trumas and Maaser? Which Maaser should they take off? Should they take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, which is the din during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of Shemitah? Or should they take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, which is the din on the third and sixth year of Shemitah? Now, the Rabbanan were going to that in Mitzrayim, where the Rabbanan were going to that you had to take off Trumas and Maaser since close to Eretz Yisrael, that during the year of Shemitah, they would take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. And in Bavel, which also the Racham were going to that you had to take off Trumas and Maaser from the produce that grows in Bavel, since Bavel is also close to Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan were going to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. And now, the Chacham are asking, what would be as far as Ammon Umar? Should they take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni like they do in Bavel? Or should they take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani like they do in Mitzrayim? Now, the Ammon Umar they're referring to over here isn't the Ammon Umar that was captured by Zichron and later conquered by Klai Yisrael. And that's where Reuben, Gad, and Chetti, Shevet, Manasseh lived. And that part of Ammon Umar we call Eber Yarden, and that is part of Eretz Yisrael, and it's forbidden to work on the land during Shvi'ah. That's not the Ammon Umar that we're referring to. We're referring to the rest of Ammon Umar, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael. And if remember the Klai Yisrael settled there, which they did after the Churban, which Maaser they take off when the produce that is grown there? Brother Rabbi Tarfin, Maaser Ani. Brother Rabbi Lezeb and Azariah, Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Tarfin decreed they should take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani like the third and sixth year of Shemitah. And Rabbi Lezeb and Azariah decreed that they should take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni like you do on this first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah. I'm Rabbi Yishmael, Elazar ben Azariah. Alecha raya lelame shata machmer. Shaka machmer olav raya lelame. Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it is on you to bring a proof to teach us why we should decree that you should take off Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni, because you're the one that's being stringent. As it's stringent to take off Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Sheni has Kedusha, so therefore it is more chomer than Maaser Ani, which does not have Kedusha. And since you're being stringent, you're the one that has to bring a raya. Anybody who is machmir is the one that has to bring a raya to prove that he is right. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yishmael achi, ani lo sheniti miseda hashanim, tarfon achi shina ba'olav raya lelamit. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Yishmael, my brother, I did not change or alter the order of the years. Tarfon, my brother, did alter the order of the years, and therefore it's up to him to bring a proof to his words. As in the order of years, the first and second year of Shemitah, you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and the third year Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, then the fourth and fifth year Maaser Sheni, and then on the sixth year Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. So according to that order, we should revert back to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni on the seventh year. And since on the sixth year we took off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, now we should revert back to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that you take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni on the seventh year of Shemitah has not altered the order of the years. While Rabbi Tarfon holds you should take off Maaser Ani on the seventh year of Shemitah, he has altered the order of the years. As on the sixth year we took off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, so now it is time to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. So therefore it's up to Rabbi Tarfon to bring a raya that we should take off Maaser Ani on Shemitah. Hey, should Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon did respond and bring a proof to his word that we should take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani on the seventh year of Shemitah in the lands of Ammon Umoab. Mitzrayim Chutzlars, Ammon Umoab Chutzlars. Mitzrayim is part of Chutz La'aretz, and so is Amon Umoav. Ma Mitzrayim Ma'aser Ani B'Shvi'ah. Ab Amon Umoav Ma'aser Ani B'Shvi'ah. Just like in Mitzrayim, the Chachamim decreed that Ma'aser Ani should be taken off on the seventh year of Shemitah, so Amon Umoav should be the same, and therefore we should take off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani B'Shvi'ah. That is the right that we talk and brought to its words. Heitziv Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responded to the riot of Rabbi Tarfon. Baba Chutz La'aretz, Amon Umoav Chutz La'aretz. Baba is part of Chutz La'aretz, and so is Amon Umoav. Ma Baba Ma'aser Sheni B'Shvi'ah. Abba Amon Umoav Ma'aser Sheni B'Shvi'ah. Just like a Baba. They would take off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. On Shvi'ah, they wouldn't take off Ma'aser Ani. Instead, they would take off Ma'aser Sheni. So too, Amon Umoav should be the same as Baba. It shouldn't be the same as Mitzrayim. It should be the same as Baba. And Ma'aser Sheni should be taken off in the seventh year of Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Tarfon Mitzrayim Shehi Kloiva Su Ma'aser Ani Sheyiyu Aniye Yisrael Nitzmachan Alei B'Shvi'ah. Af Amon Umoav Shehen Klovim Nata Ma'aser Ani Sheyiyu Aniye Yisrael Nitzmachan Alei B'Shvi'ah. Rabbi Tarfon said it makes more sense to compare Amon Umoav to Mitzrayim than it does to compare it to Babel. And the reason being is because that was a common decree that in Mitzrayim they would take off Ma'aser Ani on the seventh year of Shemitah. It's because Mitzrayim is close to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Chacham wanted that Ma'aser Ani should be taken off on Shvi'ah so that the Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael can rely on that Ma'aser Ani, that they would be makabel that Ma'aser Ani to support themselves on Shvi'ah. So to Amon Umoav, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, it makes sense to decree that Ma'aser Ani should be taken off on the seventh year of Shemitah on Shvi'ah so that poor people in Eretz Yisrael can be makabel that Ma'aser Ani and support themselves with the Ma'aser Ani that they would receive from the people that live in Amon Umoav. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Atah Kemahane Mamon, Bein Atah Ela Kemasin Nefashot. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you're trying to benefit the Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael by giving them Mamon, by giving them the Ma'aser Ani from Amon Umoav and Shvi'ah, but what's turning out is that you're causing them to lose their lives. Koveya Atah Sashamayim Elohori Tal Mamon, you're causing that the heavens will stop bringing down dew and rain. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Hayik ba'adam elokim." Can a person steal from the Eibishter? Can Hashem kovin osi? You are stealing from me. Ba'maisem ba'maka ba'nuchan. You're going to say, "Well, how am I stealing from you?" Ha'maisem ba'truma. What's being stolen over here is the maiser and the truma. Meaning to say that by not giving off the proper maiser and truma, that will cause there will not rain in Eretz Yisrael. So too over here, if you don't take off the proper maisers and Amon Umoav, that will cause the rain not to go down in Eretz Yisrael, and that will cause people to lose their lives from the famine. Now the proper maiser to be taken off is maiser sheni. The pasuk says, ha-maiser v'ha-truma. It's comparing maiser to truma. So we're talking about a maiser that is comparable to truma, which is maiser sheni. Maiser sheni is comparable to truma, as maiser sheni has kedusha, as opposed to maiser ani, which does not have kedusha. So we see in this pasuk that by not taking off maiser sheni, that causes the rain not to fall. So therefore, better that they should take off Ma'aser Sheni, and that way the rain will fall in Eretz Yisrael, than to take off Ma'aser Ani, and cause that the rain will not fall in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Hareini Kemeshav al Tarfon Achi, Avolo Le'inin Dvar. Rabbi Yeshua said, I want to respond for Tarfon, my brother. I want to bring a riot to Tarfon, that Ma'aser Ani should be taken off, and Amon Umoav during the year of Shvi'ah. But I don't want to give the same riot that he did. I agree with Rabbi Tarfon, but not for the reason that he gave. Now, what are the reasons Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Tarfon that Ma'aser Ani should be taken off on Shvi'ah and Amon Umoav? Mitzrayim Ma'aser Chodesh. Ubavo Ma'aser Yashan. Mitzrayim is a new Ma'aser, meaning to say, that which the Chacham were geizer, that Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni should be taken off from Mitzrayim, was a recent decree. While Babel is an old decree, it's a Ma'aser Yashan. Babel's decree that they should take out Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni and Babel had been around for a long time, for the times of the Nevi'im. Ba'nidon shelofenenu Ma'aser Chodesh. And what we're discussing over here is also a Ma'aser Chodesh, something new, something recent. We're discussing over here, what should the people who live in Amon Umoav take off on Shvi'ah? That's something new. Yidon Ma'aser Chodesh mi Ma'aser Chodesh, va'yidon Ma'aser Chodesh mi Ma'aser Yashan. Since we're talking about something new, we should learn out from something that was recent, instead of running out for something that is old. Mitzrayim Ma'aser Kenan, Ubavo Ma'aser Nevi'im. Mitzrayim is a Ma'aser Kenan, meaning to say it's the reasons the Kenan that decrees that in Mitzrayim they should take off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. And Babel is a Ma'aser Nevi'im, who was a prophet that were around from a long time before that decreed that in Babel they should take off Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. Banidon Shelefaneinu Maisa Zakena. What we're discussing in front of us, whether they should take out Maisa Sheni or Maisa Oni and Amar Umov, is a Maisa Zakena. It's Zakena that are discussing this. Yido Maisa Zakena and Maisa Zakena. Well, Yido Maisa Zakena and Maisa Zakena. We should learn out something that's a Maisa Zakena from something else which is Maisa Zakena. Meaning to say, we should learn out Amar Umov from Mitzrayim. And we shouldn't learn out of Maisa Zakena from Maisa Nevi'im. We should not learn out Amar Umov from Babel. And even though in Babel, the prophets decreed that they take off Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, maybe that's because at that time they didn't have a Nevi'im that needed the support of Maisa Ani. So therefore, the Nevi'im decreed they should take off Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and not Maisa Ani. As opposed to this Canaan that recently decreed that in Mitzrayim they should take off Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani, they saw that that Nevi'im needed the Maisa Ani, so that's what they decreed. So also, as far as Amar Umov, we should learn out from Mitzrayim, that just like in Mitzrayim, they decreed they should take up Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani so that the Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael can rely on the Maisa Ani. So too now, there are Aniyim that need the Maisa Ani, so we should decree that in Amar Umov, they should take up Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani so that the Aniyim can rely on that Maisa Ani during the year of Shvi'is. Nimnu begamru Amar Umov ma'asra Maisa Ani b'Shvi'is. They took account of the Chachamim and the Yeshiva, and they made a final decision that Amar Umov should be Ma'aser Maiser Ani during Shvi'is, as they follow the logic of Rabbi Yeshua. Ukshabar Rabbi Yosef and Dermoskis ate to Rabbi Eliezer and Lot, and when Rabbi Yosef and Dermoskis came to Rabbi Eliezer and Lot, Amar lo ma chidish hayu lechem adeis hamedrash hayu. Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yosef and Dermoskis, what new halacha did he learn in the base medrash today? Amar lo nimnu begamru Amar Umov Ma'aser Maiser Ani b'Shvi'is. Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus responded to Rabbi Eliezer. The Haman took account and made a final decision that the Klai Yisrael that lived in Amar Umov should be Ma'aser Maiser Ani during the year of Shvi'is. Bacha Rabbi Eliezer v'yamar. Rabbi Eliezer cried and he said, Sod Hashem li'riya u'brito lo di'a. The secret of Hashem are found by those that fear it. And his covenant are for those that know his covenant to teach them to others. Say v'hem or l'hem. Go out and tell the Chachamim about the chushu l'minyamchem. Don't be concerned at all for the minyan. For those of you that decided that they should take off Maaser Ani b'Shvi'is, don't have any concern at all that you have erred in that matter, and certainly you are correct. M'kubo ani m'Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. I have a tradition from my Rebbe, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shishama m'Rabo, that he heard from his Rebbe. M'Rabo m'Rabo, and his Rebbe heard from his Rebbe. Ad halacha l'moshe m'sina. This goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu heard this at halacha l'moshe m'sina. She'amon umov ma'asra ma'asra ani b'shvi'at. But amon umov ma'asra ma'asra ani b'shvi'at. As a chachamim who decided that he should take off ma'asra ani b'shvi'at, this is not something new. This is actually a halacha l'moshe m'sina. They should take off ma'asra ani and shvi'at, and therefore there's no question at all that they did not err in this matter. As a matter of fact, they were mechaben to halacha l'moshe m'sina, and that is halacha l'moshe m'sina. Then Amar Umov, they should take off Maaser Ani on Shvi'is. So we dive into our base mission down. Bo bayom, bo Yehuda ger amoni. Amar l'tnayim bebeit hamedrash. On that day, their beloved Menachai was appointed as a head. Yehuda the ger amoni came into the base hamedrash and stood in front of the chachamim in the base hamedrash. Amar lahem ma ani lovo b'kol. He asked the chachamim in the base hamedrash, "What have you done as far as myself marrying into the kahal?" Marrying a Bat Yisrael, as the Torah says, "Loyavo Amoni Omavi," because Hashem, that an Amoni or Omavi, this Megayer, cannot marry into the Kahal Hashem. And this Ger Amoni wants to know if he's included in this Isser for a Ger Amoni to marry a Bat Yisrael. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel, wants to know. Rabbi Gamliel said, "It is forbidden for you to marry a Bat Yisrael since you are a Ger Amoni." The Torah says that a Ger Amoni cannot marry a Bat Yisrael. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua Mutarata. Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, that's not the case. It is permissible for you to marry a regular Bat Yisrael." Amar Rabbi Gamliel, "Kasav Omer Loyavo Amoni Umoavi B'Kal Hashem Gamdur Asiri." That Amoni and Moabi cannot marry into the Kal Hashem. Even the 10th generation cannot marry into the Kal Hashem. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua V'chi Amoni Umoavi B'Kol Manhem. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Are the Amoni and Moabi in the same place?" Meaning to say, just because he comes from the land of Moab does not mean that he is an Amoni. For Allah, Sancheir, Melech Asher, who billboards call Umos. Sancheir, the king of Asher, has already come and mixed up all the nations. So therefore, since all the nations are mixed up, just because somebody comes from the land of Ammon does not necessarily mean that he is an Ammoni. Shenemar, the Pasuk said, V'asir, Gvulo Zamin, I remove the boundaries of the nation, V'asidu Sam, Shoseti, I'll take away their treasures, V'orid,
Kabir Yosef. And that will bring down the many settlers of those places. So therefore, since all the nations are mixed up, any guy that comes in is Megayer, we would say, called apart, move apart. Anybody who has separated himself from the guy, and we can assume he comes from the robe. And most guy are not Ammoni or Moabi, so therefore we can assume that this Yehuda Ger Ammoni is not an Ammoni, he probably comes from the robe. And most guy are not Ammoni. But the Pasuk says, after that, I will return the captivity of Bnei Amos. So even though Sancheret mixed up all the nations, but the Pasuk teaches us that eventually the Ammonim will return to their land, and they have already returned to their land. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Kasevayim avishati esfus ami Yisrael of Yehuda." Vadayim lo shavu. Pasuk said that I will return the captivity of my nation Yisrael and Yehuda, and we see that this nevuah has not been iskayim yet; they have not returned yet. So just like Yehuda and Yisrael have not returned to their land yet, we can assume also that Ammonim have not yet returned to their land. So therefore, we can assume that this Yehuda Ger Ammoni is not actually an Ammoni. Tiruhu Lavo Bakal. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, they allowed him to enter the call as they accepted Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning that he is not really an Ammoni, and therefore he was allowed to marry a Bat Yisrael.